It's December 22nd, and this is Deloitte? No?
It's Wednesday, December 22nd, 2010. This is Deloitte. Welcome, everybody, to Deloitte. This is episode 6. Once again, for the 6th time here, I'm Hike, sitting next to Kyle.
Hello.
Mike.
I'll kill you.
Zach.
Like he's raping a chimpanzee right now.
Oh my god.
Starting episode 6 with monkey rape.
Our first G-rated episode.
So this episode is going to be a little different from the other ones, because the other ones we usually come up with the topics beforehand. Mm-hmm. We have it written down on a piece of paper on an itinerary, and we know what we're doing. This time, we have no idea what's happening. We've each come up with a topic. We haven't told the other members.
Except Mike.
Yeah. The three of us, Zach, Kyle, and I, have come up with a topic. Mike will come up with one during this thing.
Yeah, I would have come up with one if Hike would have stopped texting me over and over about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Yeah, it was Hike's fault.
I'm just kidding.
Asshole. Thank you. I'm kidding about the asshole, too.
So what he's trying to say is this episode will be more structured than all the other ones.
So we have all got topics in our heads. We'll go in order. Nobody else knows what the topics are. Kyle's going to start us off because he's a good starter off of everything. Kyle.
And here I go. And first of all, the rules were each of us think of a topic.
Yeah.
Of course, I broke those rules. I got 2 topics for you boys.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, because they're so good.
I think pass one on to me.
No. My first one is the weather. What is the weather like today, boys?
What an intriguing
I'll tell
topic.
You why.
Let's not hate.
I'll tell you why I brought it up. Not only is it the most boring topic, I hate this L.A. pussy stuff I got when I was in Arizona about the weather.
Uh-huh.
All right, 15 minutes of weather on the news yesterday. It was breaking news weather. All right,
it was breaking.
You think people in Minnesota, when it gets hot, they have 15 minutes about how hot it is in Minnesota?
I think so. Yeah.
No, it's complete bullshit. This weather, and not the weather's bullshit, is that the coverage of it is bullshit on the news. Okay. And I'm pissed off about it.
Okay, I must admit I haven't been paying attention to the coverage weather. Really?
Oh my god!
I still got to sign and see what the
you might be able to hear the rain in the background.
You might be. Let's pause for 3 seconds.
All right. What was that?
That was electric rain, I believe. So for our Kansas listeners and everybody outside of...
It's 14 seconds.
Yeah.
It's a 14-second sound.
So for everybody outside of Burbank, Kansas, we have one listener in Europe. Thank you, Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
It is for the past couple of days, it's been pouring here in Burbank. And it's nice, because California needs the water. We need it. You know. Mm-hmm. But Kyle here is pissed about the coverage of the weather
exactly.
on... The television, exactly. specifically.
Mm-hmm.
What's been what like I said, we said
Is
we
it,
haven't been really
wait,
following it.
Have
What's
you watched
it been
the
like?
the Fox 11 one with the guy dancing around?
Oh, Rick's something. Rick.
I don't know his name.
It's like Jeff Rogan or something like that.
Jeff Rogan, the guy from the Fear Factor.
That's Joe Rogan.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Jeff Rogan. It's not Seth Rogan either.
It's not Seth Rogan. Okay, all I'm saying is that. I remember I got so much shit from being from L.A. and how we're just soft and pussies. I'm like, no, man, we're hardcore.
Yeah.
50 minutes of weather.
You spent 4 years of your life in Arizona. You were going to school there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they gave you shit about beautiful weather?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. All right. That was just a preempt.
All right.
Preempt to the big one.
All right.
Since when... Okay, this is my top. Since when have DJs become rock stars? That's all I'm curious about. I have never seen DJs be so cool before. You know those guys that press play and sit there while music plays? Those guys. I cannot believe... no offense, they got good beats, I guess, if that mm-hmm. takes talent.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have GarageBand on my computer, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Daft Punk closed Coachella, a few years ago. Like, they're great, they're good, and they're in movies and stuff. They're in Tron. But I don't get how people that sit at a computer and make beats are considered... cool, or now they're hot, and then people get flown in, and I don't get it.
Right.
We should call.
We should what?
If we knew DJ? DJ?
Call out for this one. What do you think about DJs?
Oh, yeah. See if we had Yeah, that's true. It's late, though. I don't know who would pick up. I kind of semi-agree with you, Kyle. The DJing is, the new thing. I don't know how to really phrase this, but, electronic music is more and more popular, and everybody is going to the clubs where they play. All I hear is there's like wars between the different sects. Like, dude, drum and bass. No way, dude. It's all about house. No way. It's all about
and
trance.
That's a, and that's another
it's all
thing.
About dubstep, whatever the hell any of that stuff is.
And now bars are becoming like clubs and I can't hear anything anymore. I feel like I'm the old, I've literally become old overnight because I can't hear shit at sorry, I almost say clubs, bars, because music's so loud and everyone's thinking, oh my God, there's a guy spinning tonight. Fred, DJ Twiddlefingers is spinning tonight. And I'm like, DJ Twiddlefingers is spinning? DJ Twiddles? Oh my God, I love
DJ
this shit.
Twiddle.
It's like his style is amazing, how he just crosses and has that little and gets to a new song. It's amazing. It's so stupid. I feel like I'm so disconnected from this whole world of DJs. And well, they don't have any talent. I've seen more untalented people be DJs than any other instrument. Like,
right.
Lord knows I can't play guitar that well, but I try. I try so hard.
Yeah, you're good.
Nothing
Come
makes
on,
me trying.
Kyle.
All right, okay, I'm pretty good.
You're good.
I'm pretty good. But seriously, like, it seems like if you, oh man, I can't play this. I can't play piano. I can't play guitar. But I can take two songs that are played really well and put them together, and that's a mashup, baby.
That's a very good point about the, like, a very hip trend in electronic music, or that I've heard, is like taking songs, whether it's one song, two, or multiple songs, mm-hmm. and that already exist, that somebody made already,
mm-hmm.
and making them electronic or like remixing them, or
mm-hmm. it's like, easy. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah
easy.
It's easy. Like, it's cool if you say like it's a cover. Like, I like when bands cover other bands. Mm-hmm. That's
it.
Really
Love
cool.
It.
But this is like I agree with you. It's like kind of like an easy way of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like I'm not going to say it diminishes actual musicians who like learn their craft and
yeah,
their instrument.
Yeah.
It doesn't really diminish it because it's not like those guys are going down the drain. They're still, you know, they're insanely up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, the DJs can't mash up two songs if there's not those other musicians.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. So,
and if anyone on Jersey Shore could do it, it's pretty easy.
Well, D's awesome.
What?
We love Paul ID.
I do love Paul ID. He's an awesome person.
Dude, he's amazing. Come on. He's a
modern
day philosopher.
We're losing listeners by the episodes. Anyone in Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Any
DJ.
I mean, Kyle's got his,
yeah.
pouring his heart out. He's our buddy. He's supporting
him. See, this isn't, it's not that fair because we have no one here to really argue for the side of DJs.
Yeah.
Not that I'm really against it. I don't think about it.
No.
Yeah. I mean, there are some really talented guys out there who concoct.
Right, I agree.
Stuff.
I know I attacked the big gun, Daft Punk.
Exactly.
Yeah. Daft Punk, I think, is that like the biggest you get? Are they DJs even? I don't know if
yeah,
they're DJs.
I think so, but
they
concoct up their own jams,
yeah.
I believe.
Well, I hope they have talent. I hope, I know, I bet I am wrong. I bet they have talent, but at some bar down the street as a DJ,
mm-hmm.
I just don't think, those people are just, man, I got a lot of CDs. I can play them all at one place
right.
and I pay for it.
Right. Here's what I would say. Like, I don't know if this is the same thing you're saying, Kyle, or not, but like, okay, Zach wasn't there, but we all saw Tron together,
mm-hmm.
and we liked it.
Yeah.
The music, the score of Tron, which Daft Punk scored, they did the music for it. It was awesome.
Was it Tron?
It was Tron.
Tron Legacy.
Yeah. You're not this mic. I loved it, but.
What was it? What did you say right there?
We'll get to that.
Sit back, honey.
We loved it, but I think here's what I would say, and I wonder.
Mike's breaking candy canes.
Yeah, Mike brought four candy canes for all of us, and after that, he's eating mine. Mine was the only one left over. All right, I think this is what I would say.
Broke all the other ones.
This is what I would say, and I'm wondering if this is the same thing you're kind of saying, Kyle. Like, the music is good. Like, when we were watching Tron, there was nothing bad I could say about the music. That there was a really good score. Mm-hmm. The songs were badass. Went with the movie, and even on their own, like. If you just had the soundtrack and you listened to it in your CD player or iPod, it would be good. But I agree with you that I don't like that they get the same amount of popularity and credibility that like people who actually like are playing a musical instrument do.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, I get that, and I could never imagine myself be like, "Oh my God, this guy's spinning tonight. Guys, we got to go
yeah,
see
exactly.
Impress play
mm-hmm.
and bob his head to one microphone
yeah.
to."
I don't really get the huge
live
shows, but
yes.
I get the experience of like tons of people there, everyone's sweaty and humping and spiked hair and the whole thing.
I don't get that.
But
see,
I don't. I mean, I can see how it could be exciting, but I don't get the fucking flip out craziness of it.
I get it from like the rave aspect because like the rave,
that's about the drugs though.
Exactly. That's actually what I'm saying. Like, you go to a rave, you do the drugs, and you're dancing. You're like in your own world. You're with the people. Like, it's not even about who's playing. You couldn't care less who's on there as long as they're playing good music.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't, like Kyle was saying, like, I don't understand the flipping out about, oh, this guy's spinning at this club or at this bar where, like, yeah, you go to the bar or the club, you have a few drinks, but it's not the same as like at a rave where you're just completely in your own world.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So that's but the distinct. That's the
I don't think he's talking about like club, like local little club DJs.
I'm going from top to bottom. I'm kicking the little guys too. I'm sorry, little guys.
I mean, it's fun when people play good music at bars.
Yeah. Yeah. So jukeboxes do that too. You know, Zach. You know the thing like C4. You press that and it just gives you a song. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was a good.
That was a decent start.
That was good.
We're gonna.
It's very relatable to mine.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to.
Nice. Okay. Speaking of that, that's a very good transition. We're gonna take a little break for this commercial break, and we'll be right back with Zach's topic after this. Do you have a liver? Do you have parents? Are you breathing in air right now? If you answered yes to any of those questions, then we have the perfect product for you. From the makers of steel-tipped gloves comes the new product, Colorful Dentures. Why put on those old, dull, and boring white teeth when you can have these new, hip, and vibrant colorful dentures? Choose from a variety of colors including navy blue, crimson red, and British yellow. Just snap these colorful dentures into place like you would with your regular dentures, and you're good to go. Winston Churchill once said, "There is no better canvas than the tooth." And we here at Colorful Dentures couldn't agree more. So come on and get your colorful dentures and feel young again. But wait! If you act now, we'll throw in these customized colorful dentures for free. Choose from our line of country flags, where each denture is customized to resemble the flag of the country of your choice. Who said dentistry isn't patriotic? Hurry up and get our most popular country flag dentures, Libyan Green. Not a nationalist? That's all right. For you, we have dentures customized after your favorite sports team. Want to intimidate your sports rivals? Flash a smile with your new purple and gold Lakers dentures, and they'll be rendered speechless. Not a sports fan? Then you must be gay. So try our new rainbow-colored dentures, where each individual tooth is a different color. Plus, if you do get the rainbow-colored dentures, we'll throw in a free pack of rainbow-colored Band-Aids for the inevitable ass-whooping you're going to get. So come on, get off that chair and pick up your phone and order our new colorful dentures and give a new meaning to the phrase, colorful smile. Warning, 9 out of 10 dentists don't recommend colorful dentures. The remaining dentist was a paid spokesman for colorful dentures. All right, welcome back to the Lloyd. You just heard Kyle's spiel. Which one is it? Is it
spiel?
I think it's spiel.
Spiel. You just heard Kyle's spiel on DJing and electronic music. We go now to live. We go to Zach for his topic. Zach.
My topic. It's a little more.
What are you looking at me when you?
You'll hear in a second. So
ashamed, maybe.
I was laying in bed one night.
Here
and
we go.
I thought, wouldn't it be great to hear all my friends' stories about how they've been caught? What?
Well, seeing as how I don't know what you're talking about, I don't know that word, and I didn't engage in that action.
Is that not an okay topic? Should we stop this?
Yes.
Literally, stop, never happened.
No, you don't have to pause. You don't have to pause.
Yeah,
it's funny. Pause it?
Pause or no pause?
Tell me.
It's funny.
And we're back. I apologize, but my previous topic was too X-rated for the air.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get something a little cleaner with who has shit their pants.
I have.
Okay.
That's Kyle, by the way.
And, well, pissed, shit, embarrassing, pee-pee, caca.
In public, you
our
mean?
Our theme around here. In
embarrassing
public.
Stories.
Or if you shat your pants in your bedroom, I want to hear about it.
Yeah, don't have any of those. Yeah.
Embarrassing stories. Who's starting up?
I have three things that I want to...
Wow.
We'll get you all three of them, Mike.
No! Let me talk.
It's an hour show,
cut
Mike.
Cut me off, God damn it. Okay. Two of them are quick. I don't get caught in the first two, I'm going to say.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the last one, I do.
Mm-hmm.
You embarrassed yourself?
He couldn't look himself in the mirror after that.
So... this is in first grade. I remember it's a little quick guy. I remember it was after lunchtime or something.
Oh wow, that was Zach farting, by the way.
Disrespectful.
No, it wasn't.
Asshole.
It was. Yes, it was. Don't call my asshole disrespectful.
I thought you were gonna say. Don't call my asshole an asshole.
I remember it's first grade, Mrs. Wiz class, and I remember it's raining, Zach. It's raining. I don't remember when I started peeing, but I just
I think at birth. At birth.
Stop right there.
I've been holding it for like 8 years.
Yeah. It was around the age I first started peeing.
So those are
I believe right, I was 12.
Next story.
Well, then she asked me if I'm okay, and I said yeah.
Who's she?
My teacher, Mrs. Wood. Weren't you listening to this?
Mrs.
Story?
Wood.
Wit.
Wit.
Go back in the tape and listen, Hike. All right. Go on. Someone else say because I'm irritated.
Okay, Hike, you go.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mike. In third grade, this was, of course, my first year in this wonderful country we call America. I was 8 years old, 1996. It was a 96-97 season.
That's a great year.
Great year.
Yes,
Kobe,
it was.
Yeah, Kobe comes into the NBA. Come on.
Think of Independence Day, but whatever.
Kill yourself. Third grade, I'm 8 years old. And the only... First of all, they sit me next to a kid who also is Armenian and lives in my building. And they've worked out a little plan like, okay, a kid who speaks English, just translate for Hike. Whatever the teacher's saying, translate for him. And this kid had the time of his life just feeding me bullshit. So, like, I would tell, what is she saying? Oh, she's saying she's so constipated and now she wants to take a dump. I was like, no, that's not what she's saying. I'm not stupid. I know that's not what she's saying. He would never tell me the real stuff. And so, like, I would ask. So, I knew I couldn't ask. I wanted to say, like, I want to go to the bathroom because this is my story. I had to pee so bad. You know when you're in third grade, it might be like you have to pee a little bit, but when you're, because you're 8 years old, your bladder's about to explode. So, I knew I couldn't trust this guy, like, hey, how do I say I need to go to the bathroom? He would have made up some crap like, oh, I'm wearing clown shoes or something. So, I need to come up with a way. I need to go to the bathroom. I can't just get up and go. Oh, I had, every day, I would take with me a water bottle. I had a water bottle that I had a water bottle that I would take with me to school. I got thirsty and a drink. And in elementary school, we all had our, uniforms. Mm-hmm. And it was during the winter, so we had, like, sweaters. You know, you have the sweaters with the, like, school name on it. So, in a popular fad, we all know at lunch, kids would take off their sweaters. You know, it's winter in Southern California, so it's still hot. You take off your sweater and tie it around your waist, but like the sweater is behind you.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's still a cool thing to do.
Yeah. So, tell yourself that, Kyle. So, I come up with this plan. I'm like, okay, I can't hold it anymore. I don't know how to go to the bathroom. I'm just going to go. So, I'm in class, in my seat. I just let it run. I'm oh my god, best feeling ever. You just, oh my god, I don't even care. Oh my god, it's so just running down my leg onto the floor, on the floor on my seat. But here's what I'm like, okay, that's done. I feel amazing. I take the cap off my water bottle and I accidentally knock it off my desk. And so the water goes everywhere on the floor, and I go, I don't know how to say I'm sorry.
You dive onto it.
No. So I knock the water bottle over, pretending that that's what, because people are going to be like, oh, what is this yellow puddle under your desk? Hi, G, I wonder what the hell you were doing.
It's still going to be yellow.
A little bit.
Diluted.
And smell.
Diluted.
So I knock the, knock the water bottle, there's water everywhere.
Clever.
Yeah, I got away with that. But the only thing I had to do was, obviously, there's pee all over my pants. So why I brought up earlier that thing of people putting their sweaters, tying it around their waist, I tied it around my waist, but in the front. The sweater's in the front covering the pants that were, like, completely peed on.
That's pretty clever.
I went out of lunch. Had the time of
this is coming for the guy who won't pee in the shower, by the way. He'll pee down his leg, not in the shower.
Third grade. You're blaming me because I changed between third grade and 19th grade, wherever we are right now.
Kudos, yeah. Kyle.
Just making a point. Yeah. You want to hear mine now?
Yes, I want Kyle's saved for last.
Oh, I see you guys got these cute
saved
little...
for last.
Yeah.
Oh. You have another
one? Oh, that was Zach.
I can go quick. Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Go, Zach.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of mine. I wasn't ready for this topic. But let's see.
As much as it is, your topic.
In first grade, I was taking a test, and I had to pee really bad. Teacher, can I go to the bathroom? No, you got to finish your test. Fuck. Okay, so I'm taking my test.
Fucking first grade.
Yeah, dude. I didn't know that with two Fs.
Dude, mine started maybe fifth grade or sixth.
Third was the height of my cursing career.
Really?
What? Yeah.
Third?
I had Kevin Butchers in my class.
Go on.
Okay, you gotta believe that.
Okay, so
whatever.
Teacher won't let me go to the bathroom. I say fuck it, pee in my shorts.
Ooh.
Go on for the rest of the day. It was a nice thick twill, mm-hmm. So it dried nicely.
I'm googling that word later.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened.
And later I told my dad, Dad, I peed in class today because the teacher wouldn't let me go to the bathroom. Next day, I'm out of that class and into Miss Diamond's class. 3 days later, the teacher's fired.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're mean, Zach.
I didn't do it. My dad just was like, hey,
actually, that's pretty hardcore.
You should let him go to the bathroom. And word got to principal, and she wasn't there anymore.
I did 180. I'm down.
Yeah.
I used to be like, fuck, haha, hoo-hoo. But now I kind of feel bad. She's probably dead.
She's probably somewhere as a homeless woman on the side of the curb by a library begging for change.
She's probably peeing herself now.
She probably is.
Ooh.
Because she doesn't have a choice.
That's good. Mike, you want to go?
Thanks, Zach.
I'll go with my main one, I guess.
Ooh, main event.
I'm at... Was that a fart?
No. Probably.
Sorry. Anyway, I was at my aunt and uncle's house.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I don't know. I'm way young here.
I thought you said I'm way wasted.
I'm like 7 years old. I'm drinking so much apple juice.
I'm drunk off apple juice.
I got the Martinellis. I'm hitting the bottle hard.
I'm hitting it hard, yeah. Anyway, at the time they had like a little jungle gym playground kind of thing with a slide.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Why did you mention the slide, Mike?
I don't know. I was on the slide at the time. And I don't... Like, okay, obviously it's a little fuzzy. It's a while ago. I'm maybe 8? Maybe less.
That's like first grade. Second grade.
I don't know. Yeah,
8 is third grade.
Second. Anyway.
You turned 8 in second grade, yes.
One second.
But anyway, I just remember things clumping up in my shorts.
Oh, boy.
Buttocks.
Oh boy.
And I remember like yelling and like crying.
Yelling and crying?
Lampies!
And because I was yelling at everyone else, like my aunt, I remember yelling at her, like, go outside, don't look, go inside, go outside.
Turn away! I'm so ugly!
Oh, get this fuck out of here!
And I remember my mom like coming out or something, and then I was like, I see the slide. I don't remember if I slid down the slide or Pooh slid down the slide.
Whatever.
Pooh was going down.
Pooh made it down to the bottom, hopefully.
Yeah, and I was just bawling, and then I made them like put shorts in like the laundry room so I can go in there and be in there.
Oh my
That's
god,
bad.
Man.
I don't think I can top that, but no, I'll try. I'll try. This is what's so embarrassing.
You're
like,
probably a little kid. You're probably 8, so we can skip to that.
Actually, I was not 8. I was more like, I don't know, what's 7th grade?
13?
18.
We're talking 12 because I was a little young. Skipped a few grades.
You're 12.
Skipped a few grades. Yeah, 12. That's pretty young, you know? Who hasn't shit their pants? I mean, okay, we'll get to the part. So it's PE, 12-year-old Kyle. And it was Olympic sport circuits.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like sprints and, you know,
I was so good at the discus, you have no idea.
Discus.
Oh,
and I was so excited for that day's event, which was the javelin.
Javelin's
good. Dude, they had the sweetest javelins in middle school.
Orange ones,
like Nerf.
Yeah.
Anyway, my turn to javelin throw. And I'm getting prepared. I'm serious. Like, I want to throw this thing over the mountains.
You're going for gold.
Going for gold is right. And I go, take my step, throw the thing, and a weird something, like, it's weird, like, your thought process. You think to yourself, did I shit my pants? You never think that. The only time you think that is when you shit your pants.
Yeah.
So I'm like, did I shit my pants? And it didn't, but there's no lumpies. I was like, that's weird, no lumpies.
Mike told me about the lumpies.
No lumpies, but I knew something happened, and I was clenching, and I had these, you know, in middle school, those were short shorts you were wearing.
Oh my god.
Oh my, my boxers went further than my shorts, okay? Yeah. Yeah. And I remember I was like, Mr. Kibby, I gotta go to the bathroom.
And I wait,
I shit my pants, I become Indian.
Yeah, why were you a foreign exchange student in middle school?
So I waddle over to the bathroom, and I check, and I shart myself.
Ooh.
And shart is when you try to fart and you shit. Thank you. Exactly. And I was like, I didn't know what to do, so I just ditched the underwear, throw in the trash.
Yeah, of course.
And go the rest of the day freeballing it. Actually, I just went the rest of the day with the short shorts. But 12-year-old poop pants.
Did you have the shorts to like change into that you had?
I didn't want to get naked. See, at one point I wouldn't be naked.
Could have taken it out and went to the bathroom.
What period do you remember was that? How long for the rest of the day did you have to go walking around with poop
at least
butt?
Half. Oh, wow. But anyway.
Did you wipe?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Standing up.
Squiggly goo.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, man. That's a good story, dude. That's a good story. Zach, did you say yeah? No, you already gave us yours.
Yeah.
Mike, you're done. We're done. Yeah. Stay tuned for this commercial break. We'll be right back with my topic.
We go now to Frank Cappuccino, who is in Berlin, Germany, with an interview with a very funny fellow.
I'm sitting here with Gorgon Schweinsteiger, a man who is dealing with a very unique situation. He is a Nazi and is scheduled to give a speech in just a couple of minutes to a crowd of his fellow Nazis, but he does not think it will be very well received. Hello, Gorgon.
Hello.
I think you may have just answered my next question, but tell us why you do not think you'll be well received.
Well, Frank, I'm very effeminate, and that is not something that Nazis are used to.
Effeminate? Right. Gorgon, what is the topic of your speech?
The eradication of the homosexual man.
Gorgon, are you a homosexual man yourself?
Nein! Nonsense, I'm not gay. I'm just very effeminate.
I see. I must ask, why did you become a Nazi in the first place?
The outfits, of course. The stitching is to die for.
What about the ideology? Do you agree with it?
What's there to disagree with? Strong men marching in uniforms? I love it.
You're sure you're not gay, Gorgon?
Yes, silly, I would know. You know, I was having this very same conversation the other day with my best friend Klaus while I was eating his cock, and...
I'm sorry? His what? Eating what?
His cock. Oh, I'm sorry, you must know it as rooster. His rooster. He made it for dinner.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I just love cock. I love cock, I love cock, I love cock, I love it, love it.
Please, move on.
And he was telling me the same thing, that I should come out of the closet already. And I told him he was silly because I wasn't in any closet. And if I were, I definitely wouldn't come out because I just love closets.
Gorgon, I'm sorry, but I sincerely think you are in denial.
You're the one in denial, honey. Those shoes with that top is a disaster. Coming, mein Führer! I must go. Wish me luck.
Hope you enjoyed that commercial. We are back. So we got Kyle's topic, Zach's topic. We'll give Mike a little bit more time to come up with something. We'll discuss mine. Mine was
distracting me.
As Zach stated in the beginning, or who did, Mike? It is December 22nd, very close to Christmas. So I thought, have fun to go around the table and find out what my friends ask or want for Christmas.
What are you trying to do here, Hank? Is one of us your secret Santa? Are you trying to get one?
Okay. Yes, Zach?
We all had a little secret Santa going on together. Mm-hmm. Hike has not bought his gift yet. We're giving it away tomorrow. We're giving gifts.
Thursday the 23rd is when we're doing our secret Santa exchange. The four of us plus four more people are doing the secret Santa thing. And I'm going to say right now, I promise you guys, who I got is not in this room. So it's safe. We can do this.
I just want to put it there. Hike is the best liar in the sense that he can keep a straight face like, I didn't shit my pants. That poop's not mine. Like, you have the best poker face is what I'm trying to say. That's a compliment.
I'm taking it as a compliment, like, Kyle. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm telling you right now my secret Santa is not, no, I'm the secret Santa. My secret child that I'm giving a gift to is not in this room.
See, I know you're lying because you're so good at it.
Okay. I'm telling you right now. My person is not in this room.
Well, hold on, Zach, is he lying? Zach would know.
No.
I know you have that.
He's not lying.
Thank you, Zach.
Zach, I just thank for you. The record, well, put me on the record. I don't believe you. All right, continue.
Continue.
Anyway. Kyle, you don't believe me? Okay, that's okay. That's okay. So we can go around and do this. Kyle, I'm going to start. You're sitting next to me. Mm-hmm. We're going to clockwise this. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I asked a lot. I was a good boy for Christmas, so I asked for a lot of things.
Good boy.
Asked for underwear and sock. Staples every year. And the
sock?
Best
singular? Socks. One sock.
Yeah. I said socks.
For the penis.
Yeah.
I'm down.
So he can't get caught jacking off.
Anyway.
And he can piss himself without staining the underwear.
You're killing us, Zach.
Here's the best part. I double dip with the asking gifts. What is that? Ooh. What is that, Kyle? I'll tell you. Unfortunately, my parents are separated. But I ask the same gifts from each of them. Underwear and socks from both. So I get double dips.
Ooh.
What if they don't get you?
So you get two socks. You can have an actual.
Hey, Zachary! Kyle, by the way, future reference, please have more conversations with yourself. I double dip. What's that, Kyle? Well, I'll tell you, Kyle.
As for that, I asked for...
Hey, what's going on in here? Get out of here, hipster Kyle.
Oh, I gotta do him again.
Yeah.
Anyway, as for that, as for basketball shoes, because I'm such a baller. Mike, would you like to tell him how big of a baller I am in basketball? Okay. I beat Mike and his brother twice in basketball. I just had to throw that out there.
It was 21. It was
a game of 21.
And Zach, how would you describe these shoes I'm wearing right now that I beat him in?
Ooh, not good for basketball.
I was wearing these.
Oh, Mike You're was not. Oh, Mike was wearing like Kobe 9s, futuristic Kobe things that Kobe especially made
I
for
wasn't
him.
Hitting anything.
It yeah, I you're trying to hit the 5-pointer. You made up a shot. The 5-pointer shot.
I made that
shot.
Kyle.
Anyway, yeah, Martin. I'm sorry.
You, what is, I'm wondering, what is the method by which you ask for these gifts from your mom and dad?
I'll tell you exactly how it happens with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me what I want. What I want, and I'm like, I want to get some basketball shoes. And he goes, all right, go get that and wrap it for yourself. Put it under the tree.
Oh. Well,
that's no illusion anymore.
Gotta love the holidays.
Is it the same with your mom?
No, she keeps it pretty much a secret.
She does?
No, but she asked me, like, what do you want? I'm like, I like sweaters.
Kyle's mm-hmm. mothers are drunk.
And I was like, I like sweaters. Give me just the same sweater you got me over here. She's like, okay. And that's basically it. It's not a big deal.
All right. Zachmo?
What did I ask for this year?
Or what
I didn't ask
want,
for too
want?
Much since I just moved out.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing I asked for was Target gift cards.
Mm, right on.
So I can go and get, you know,
anything.
What? How many? What are the? Let me try to work on the sentence. I'll get back to you next year. What?
It's coming up.
Additions do you need to your new place that you just got?
Ready and.
Yeah, take a long breath.
A dining room table.
Uh-huh.
Trash cans.
You need chairs with those dining room tables, though.
Chairs.
Are you still going to get
rugs?
The
hold on, I'm talking.
Beanie chairs?
No. Well, I'll get a beanbag for you. Beanbag for hike. dishes. Glasses. Rugs.
How do you feel about mugs?
I need some mugs.
How about plants?
Ooh, yeah. That's after I get pots. But yes, I'll get some plants. I need everything. So I'm just going to, you know... Just waiting for Target gift cards to get the essentials.
Yeah. Your place is coming together nicely. Very smooth.
Oh, thank you.
I might tell him what video games you want
for Mike's mad because he poops down slides.
Hey, it was awesome.
He enjoyed it a little bit. Only Mike would.
I like it.
I have literally not asked for a single thing this Christmas.
Wow. That's
a
good... Well, are you going to ask or is there something you want?
At this point, it's too late.
He's giving
it's
up.
Not really good. Christmas. By this point in my life, everyone who's going to get me a present knows who I am and knows me. So... They can do the work for me and get the
shirts
presents.
With drafts on them, right?
Hey, if you want it, that's
what Mike's wearing, by the way.
Yeah. I need to add a story to the pee in my pants list.
I didn't get it there, Mike. Don't worry.
He scared me. I just peed my pants.
I did.
I hate Christmas. Don't ask for
presents. I love Christmas.
I love that voice. Dude.
I love Christmas.
Please do that voice more often.
As soon as Thanksgiving is over, I listen to Christmas music every day.
Yeah, Mike, that's true. Mike is a big fan of Christmas.
Okay, I brought over candy canes.
Mike, you. That's yeah, true. That's true.
Oh,
Mike,
damn.
You there are candy canes, fuckers.
You know he sharpened it into a shank.
You know, yeah.
The candy cane was a shank when it got here.
Sometimes there's a Grinch out there. I got a...
Hey, you got a shank? You got a stab of fucking...
This just in on the news. In Burbank, we're looking for the candy cane killer.
All right. That is so good.
Yeah. He's gonna nice...
Now I got a name.
Okay, you didn't ask
more
for...
more candy canes.
What? Okay, other than more candy canes,
what
do you want? Oh, thank you, asshole. Sorry. I was getting it.
I don't know.
In case your secret Santa
you
person's
know.
Here.
I literally... Yeah, I...
You're hopeless.
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
I'm trust
you. Oh, wow. Wow.
Kyle's already got his gift. I already got mine.
Jeez.
Oh, Iceman.
Iceman's barking. Zach, you already got yours. Mike?
Nope.
You haven't gotten yours for your Secret Santa? Mike and I are the only ones who haven't gotten our gifts for the Secret Santa thing.
Mine might not get here in time. I don't know where it is.
Oh, Kyle ordered his online.
I don't think Matt has gotten it either, but... He can get it easily.
Speaking of ordering online, Evan told me a funny story. He ordered his brother's gift online. It was he ordered a Philadelphia Eagles warm-up shirt. You know, like, yep. Not the jersey, what they were before. And it gets there, he gets the box, opens the box. It's a t-shirt for the Oregon Ducks.
That's great.
Dude. So, and well, he had obviously sent it back and they gave him his money back and stuff. But I was just thinking, like, did they actually make a mistake, or did they just think, like...
This guy doesn't want a Philly dog.
No, because Evan called him, and he said, like, can I get the Philly one? You guys sent me the wrong one. And then they told him, like, oh, we're so sorry, we're out of the Philadelphia Eagles one. So I was thinking, like, dude, what if they were just out of the Eagles one? They said, send him the Oregon Ducks one. He won't notice. He doesn't care.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Meh.
About you, all right, Hike? What do you want for Christmas?
Hike.
Oh, golly.
No, seriously, you guys are gonna give me so much shit. I'm like, Mike, I didn't ask for anything either, even though this is my topic. But
you're one of those Mikes.
No, here's the thing. For the past 7 years, I've had the same guitar. So if Santa does exist, I hope he brings me a new guitar.
You know, they're gonna have radars up and whatnot, searching for Santa.
Oh yeah, do you hear about this?
What?
Radars for Santa? Tell him, Mike.
You can track Santa.
Yeah.
What is this? I haven't heard this.
The sleigh. You can track it online, right?
Yeah. And on television.
All right. What channel?
I don't know.
Do we need to go back to that?
There's a Santa channel. There is a Santa channel.
Does that they show the log burning? Okay, Jesus Christ. Fuck.
Hold on.
There is a Santa channel.
Bad boy. Come here.
Okay, guys, the word is Santa.
Santa Claus and Santa comes here.
Look at my dad thinks he's Santa.
Ah, Kyle's
like
Santa.
I was born at night, but not last night, boys.
You heard it?
Yes, I can hear it.
I don't know what we're doing.
All right, we do a thing. Whenever somebody leaves the room, we come up with a secret word, and if they say the secret word, we all attack him.
I'm never going to leave the room because I'm stuck behind 10 boxes.
But Kyle just left, but unfortunately he heard that we said the word is Santa.
Dude, Iceman's so cute.
All right.
I'm going here.
So, yeah.
Shut up, Santa.
If maybe, so, the Santa sleigh thing. No, seriously, somebody explain this to me. What is this thing?
I don't know. It was on television, and they're going to have, I guess they're going to have radars and fake things that shows you where Santa is.
What is it following? Because there is no actual Santa.
Yes, they put a fake Santa. Like, you can see where it's like kids can watch. Oh, there's Santa. Oh, he's coming.
Yeah. Oh, so it's for children.
But they also are searching for Santa.
But it confused you, Hike.
Yeah, it did. I'm not going to lie. You're absolutely right about that.
I can finally figure out where this fucker is.
Yeah. Where this fucker lives. I'll wait until he goes home.
Where is Santa?
Oh, and I hear the music. That means that's the end of this topic. So,
the music is playing.
Stop talking. The music's playing.
I'm doing an outro.
Let's listen to the music for 1, 2, 3, 4 seconds. Alrighty, guys.
Countdown we'll be right to back. Track center. One day.
Shut the fuck up for a second. We'll be right back. We're out. Peace.
Buy cotton candy pants. She can eat right through them.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, from that commercial break.
We're back, and we have only one more person left to talk about his topic.
He's been waiting to get it out all night.
Oh, man.
All
night. Been burning.
Zach, Kyle, and I have done ours. Mike, it is your turn. What do you got for us, buddy?
Well, we are all fans of basketball, as we are. Everyone knows. And the most anticipated game of the NBA season is on Christmas Day.
It is.
It's the Miami
Heat. The Nugget game?
Golden State and...
All right, it's the Heat versus the Lakers. Indeed. You know, we've been looking forward to it.
It would help if like the NBA would promote it more.
Shut up, Kyle. Oh, okay. Wait, are the Nuggets playing on Christmas?
Yeah, there's like five. There's five games.
Who are the Nuggets? Wait a minute.
Nuggets are playing.
Nuggets are good, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. They just beat the Spurs. No, wait a minute.
No, they didn't.
Oh, all the way around, but they almost just.
No, wait. They got their ass kicked.
No, they didn't get their ass kicked, but it came down to like a buzzer beater. Oh, the Manu Ginobili.
Oh, that was bullshit.
What was bullshit?
Are you saying it was the call? It was okay. I'm sorry.
You don't think it was bullshit?
Okay. Hold on, we gotta set it up. Kyle, what happened?
Okay, what happened? I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you what happened. Okay, you know what I'm talking about?
You gonna tell us what happened, Kyle?
I think I will. All right, 2 seconds left. Carmelo gets the ball, drives it in for the game-winning layup, knocks over Ginobili. They call it a charge. Game over. Game-ending charge.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, game-winning charge.
Ooh. I said it was bullshit. It was a. It's a questionable call. No, a known flop.
It's the hardest call.
I agree. I totally agree. It's a hard call to make. The refs made it, so the refs decided the game. Is what I'm saying. I think the players should decide. Yeah,
but if you commit a foul, you commit a foul.
Yes. What both of you just said are very correct, but we all know that there's like a thing, an unwritten thing in the NBA. Like in the last few seconds, refs kind of take a step back. Yes. Yeah. It's kind of like a tradition, unwritten thing. Like, okay, let the players decide. That's what I could not believe. The ref calls that. Yeah. Not A, it's a charging foul. Mm-hmm. That's exactly. Amazing.
It's like calling
You've
a travel.
You've never heard yeah. that before.
You've never
heard
like calling a travel.
And number Nothing. Two, that, and number two, it's at home. Uh-huh. He calls it against the home team.
Yeah.
How does he make it out of that stadium?
That's... Mm-hmm. That makes me love Ginobili so much more. The fact that he would do that.
Hold me back. Hold me fucking back, Adam. I'll kill him. I don't care.
He's Ginobili is his second favorite player. Saint.
It is. Yeah, what?
The fact, the balls it takes to take a yeah. charge oh. in Denver.
He has three
times. At the buzzer.
Yeah.
Okay. 1 second here. The reason why I'm really pissed about that is because the game before. Iceman, go lay down.
I got him.
All right, the game before, it came down to a game-winning shot for the Spurs, and Ginobili took it and traveled on it, and he made the shot, and he didn't call it. That's the reason why I'm mad.
You're saying the play before, right?
No, I'm saying no. The game before.
The game before?
The game before he traveled.
It was the game.
And it really just, and they won
it. I remember
it.
That one.
And they won it on his shot.
We talked about it the other night. It started off with something like, can you believe people are complaining and saying Ginobili traveled?
I thought that was the same game. I thought that was the play before Ginobili did at Denver.
No.
He did get that shot, but he didn't travel there. I'm talking about the game before, where he got the game-winning shot and traveled. They didn't call anything. Next game, he gets the call again. I'm just saying that's two favorable calls for a douchey-ass player.
How's he a douchey-ass player?
He's a flopper. That's all. He's a flopper. He's a great shooter. He's a great player. He's a flopper. He's a flopper, and I hate that. It's like how you guys hate Ronaldo in soccer.
He's well, a flopper.
Because he's a
flopper. Oh, he's a bitch. You can use the same words you described him.
But I mean something different than what you mean.
How?
Because Ronaldo's a bitch.
Like how is Ginobili not a bitch?
Because he has balls. He's a warrior. He just took a charging foul and won the game in the last few seconds on an away game.
Okay, guys, I take charges all the time in the game. I don't get this kind of praise for it. I'm the only guy that takes charges. I feel like the biggest pussy because I'm the only guy taking it because it's cheap.
It's such
a fundamental thing. Yeah. It's not cheap.
It's finding like, the rules, if you just sneak in front of a guy and he runs you over while he's about to dunk in your face,
nonsense.
They get a foul.
Nonsense. There are so many factors. You have to be in front of a guy. You cannot be moving an inch. Your feet cannot be moving. And you have to be outside the restricted area.
And it's got to be basically square into you.
He has to hit you right in the numbers.
We're going to give you shit every time you take a charge now.
Yeah,
good. Good.
Yeah.
You don't call that ref. You don't call that. He's on your team. Call that fucking foul!
That's a good point. How do you call it easy and cheap, but you just admit it, you do it all the time?
Because I'm a cheap player. I'll do anything to win.
Oh, okay. Alright. That's why I fucking love you.
So why don't you like Ginobili?
He'll do anything to win.
That scares me. That's what I might be one day.
Kyle, you have like self-loathing issues. You hate yourself.
More than anyone. Yeah.
You hate yourself more than anyone else? Or you hate yourself more than anyone else hates you?
That same thing? I'm sorry. I'm not being nasty.
No.
I interpret it the same way. No one hates me more than me. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, let's move on. Okay, we'll get, that's a whole
I
other
disagree.
Episode.
I disagree. I'm down.
Yeah. Ah! That was a failed high five.
That was like the lightest tap of the hands.
Zach and I just high fived, and I now have four fingers. What happened, dude? How do you...
That's radio. Describe it, Hike.
I don't know.
He literally high-fived the tip of my fingers. My middle finger bent back and touched my elbow.
What?
Zach is cracking up right now. Is he just... I'm deformed. Look away. I'm hideous. Oh, my God. Okay, let me see if I can bounce back from this.
Okay, I think we're talking about Lakers. Somehow we got in a...
Don't crack your knuckles.
All right, okay. Bottom line, we cannot believe that call at the end of that Denver San Antonio game, that call was called. I can't believe that. That ref is either the stupidest man alive or the biggest balls ever.
RESPCT. That's what Ginobili means to me.
Yeah, I respect Ginobili, but
1 second.
Kyle's writing it down. RES.
All I heard was RSPT were the letters I heard.
Alright, so Mike's topic, Lakers and Miami, Christmas, that's what you wanted to discuss, right?
It went well.
Here's the thing.
It went up.
Miami is coming off of a... fucking guys.
If you want to know why they're laughing, it's because Mike is using my dog as a puppet. Yeah. And he's waving. Oh, and we're farting on my dog.
Mike, put the dog down. Mike.
Put the dog down.
Having a good time. Okay. Saturday. Lakers. Miami. Mm-hmm. Both on a one game losing streak.
Miami's coming off...
It's good.
Miami's coming off of a 12-1 streak. Mm-hmm. They had a 12-game winning streak, lost the most recent one. Lakers are coming off of 5-2 6-2 Right. Mike, are we 5-2 or 6-2 in the last 8?
6-2
I believe. Would you guys say? I heard on the TV. You guys are kind of like sleepwalking. Your team's just showing up.
They're like, I think they're going out there like with an attitude of arrogance, maybe like we're the, you know, double champs. Mm-hmm. We got this. We don't need to show up.
Come to the playoffs, we'll win. We don't have to.
Yeah,
win
and that's what happens. They play Milwaukee today, get their asses handed
by
to them
by a 5'5" Earl Boykins.
Milwaukee without their best player Brandon Jennings and their other good player Corey Maggette.
Don't forget about Red
at home. Yeah, Michael Red was there
Red does not play basketball.
And where is he, by the way? Here's in Los Angeles, they lose ridiculous. My confidence against the Heat on Saturday is, like, slowly waning. I'm still in the positive spectrum as far as confidence, and I think we can beat them because we're better with them. Actually, with them. We're better than them because they have no center. They have no postgame. We do.
They have no center. They have no small forward. They have no power forward. They have no shooting guard.
Easy.
They have no coach.
Joel Anthony is their center. He's a nobody. Bynum and Gasol will just work him to death. So if we keep going to the post, we'll be good. But, dude, I'm just not happy with the way we're playing right now. Mike, this is your topic. What do you think? What's your confidence meter at?
I concur. Well, I do not concur, actually, Hike.
Kyle, tell us.
All right. Right now, Miami is the best team in the East.
No.
Yes.
No.
Who's better?
Boston.
Touché.
No, but seriously, right now, I think Miami is playing the best ball in the East, better than Boston.
Really?
Who has Miami beat?
Everyone except Boston. But no, but seriously,
they
just
lost
to
Dallas.
Because they're getting everything back. They're going to be full team because they got Mike Miller back.
He's not going to play for Christmas.
He played yesterday.
Mike Miller did not play yesterday.
4 minutes, 4 rebounds. Look it up. Bitches.
Wait, really? He was scheduled to come back in January.
4 minutes,
singular
4 rebounds.
Singular bitch, please.
Oh, he's on your fantasy team.
No, I don't play that kind of stuff. And like girls, but he is.
Mike Miller's back? Seriously?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, but okay, he's not playing.
Saturday, we're fucked.
He's not playing a lot. He was like 0 for the century shooting.
Dude, we got Joe Smith.
Who?
Father Time?
How old is he?
Yeah.
So old, his name is Joe Smith.
Good point. Go on.
Okay. That was supposed to be a lot funnier than that.
No. It was funny in my head. It was one of the things where in my head I go,
get on with it, Kyle.
Yeah, no, in my head I go, oh, that's funny. But with my words I go, shut the fuck up and go on.
Okay, right now, seriously, they have the best player right now. LeBron is playing the best basketball with Wade.
He's not playing the best basketball. Okay. He was scoreless in the first half, finished
with 17 or 18 points.
Second.
Which, I want to give
is
Zach,
that good? Is that good?
I want to give
yeah, it's good.
I want to give Zach a high five, but I'm just too scared.
Okay, I'll say this. I tell you this. LeBron and Wade playing their best is better than any duo or trio. Or whatever 5-0 is.
No.
And, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I would take Kobe and Gasol at their best against LeBron and Wade at their best.
It's not the same. The different. The
no, yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know, it's a completely
it's not
different
It's completely different.
It's completely different that the Miami has the upper hand.
No, you're absolutely right in that it's a different dynamic. LeBron and Wade are the 2 and 3.
Something like that, yeah.
The one and only Kobe. The Kobe and Gasol are the 2 and 4. Gasol is much more of an inside player, as we all know, than LeBron. And to compare LeBron and Gasol is just idiotic. So,
I thought it was pretty smart, but whatever.
Yeah, LeBron can't guard Pau.
No. Thank you, Zach. Defense. I can't wait. Run our test on LeBron.
You know who has the best defense, points-wise per game? Miami. Another little information nugget for you.
Like points allowed?
Points allowed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just saying.
You know who shut down Kevin Durant last year in the playoffs? Ron Artest. Kevin Durant was the best player, and Ron Artest shall do that again with LeBron James, like he did in their game at Cleveland last year.
Well, I just hope Kobe can play in the game, because he got a double technical tonight. Do you get suspended for that?
No, it's just an ejection.
It's pretty bad.
The NBA would change that rule. Yeah. They're not going to let Kobe not play on Christmas.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. If he raped another woman, they would find out a way for him to play.
Okay, I don't like the way that sentence was set up, because that assumes that he raped one woman already. That was alleged. He didn't.
That was
a
prize. She won a contest.
Fuck my fingers, Zach. Get in here. All right. He was tried. And the case was dropped because she was a lying whore.
No, and she got a lot of money to be quiet about it.
Whatever.
Interesting.
All right.
I smell a clue.
Shut up. All right, so let's all go around the table. Give our this is the last time you'll hear us before Christmas and before this game. Let's go around the table, our predictions, and give us points. Just to not be Lakers, Heat.
You're gonna pick the Heat,
Kyle.
Miami will win in a nail biter. Mm-hmm. 99.
Mm-hmm. Go.
93.
Okay.
That is the Heat, baby.
Yeah. Zach?
Blah, blah, blah. At the beginning of the season, I said Miami would win both the meetings, but wouldn't even make it to the finals. I'll stay true to that. If I was a betting man, knife to my face.
Knife?
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a turn on gun to my head.
Getting stabbed in the face.
I understand, but... Okay, go ahead.
Careful. Go watch a movie or something.
I'm gonna get my knife out.
All right, guys, okay. Come on, seriously.
I think if I had a bet, I would say Miami would win based on the way they're playing and based on the way the Lakers are playing.
Mm.
And we always seem to do this. So I think Miami wins.
Mm-hmm.
Miami 98, Lakers 127.
Iceman, I felt like you did. So which one is it? Who wins?
No. I bet Miami will win, but I'm here
to win. Yeah, second. But seriously.
Okay, so what's the Lakers?
Go Lakers.
98 to what?
What am I calling?
You said Miami 98.
Well, I can't guess against the Lakers now and write it down.
What's happening, buddy? Choose.
Lakers 92.
Okay.
Miami.
You said 98.
Oh, you're changing it again? No, yeah. you're done with that. You got 98.
You're getting
go Lakers.
Muted.
Mike? Yeah, go Lakers. Mike?
I will obviously have the winning team be the Lakers.
Thank you, true fan.
True fan. I like that.
With him?
Yeah, I hate you. I like that, though.
No, Zach is a fan, but just...
Just wait till Dwight.
Okay. If you were going to if you lost your penis and had to bet, what would you say?
Lakers
also.
No, I would. You're shaking your head like you know what.
So your penis is biased
too. The future's gonna hold. Like what's going to happen?
I just don't think you agree.
And okay. If I lose, I skip town.
I guarantee.
Me and my penis skip town.
No, that's stupid. I guarantee I would pick the Lakers because I know
that you would pick the Lakers, but I don't think you think the Lakers will win.
No, I do.
I think you would lose your penis to prove you're a Laker fan.
No. Okay, I might. But no. Dude, I know though. I did say my confidence is waning. I have less confidence than I did before, but that doesn't mean I have my confidence is to the point where I think we're going to lose. I still am confident we're going to win, just less confident than I was before. Mm-hmm. Like before, I thought we're going to blow them out of the water, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Like I thought it was going to be no contest. Who are these fuckers coming into Staples? We're going to kill them. Murder. 20 points. Mm-hmm. But now I think maybe nail-biter, but Kobe's not going down in that game, dude. I mean, we have Kobe. And if we play, like I said, facts. If we keep going to the post, they can't stop us. They use Joel Anthony, and then they're going to have LeBron go down in the post and play defense. He doesn't play very well defense in the post. Like, against centers, I'm saying, not against forwards. Given those factors, I definitely think the Lakers are going to win. But very close game. Mike, what do you got?
Miami?
You're looking
87.
At 87.
No, I'm just
looking at percentages
and
shit.
No.
Well, whatever.
Lakers, 91.
91. You guys have all very low scoring game. Mm-hmm. And that might be true. It might be
two good defensive teams.
Yeah, it could come down to defense. That's a very good point. I'm going to break the hundreds. I got Miami 102, Lakers 105.
Oof.
All right, 3-point game.
3-point game. I got Miami 102, Lakers 105. It would be too ideal, too utopian to say it's going to come down to a buzzer beater. I'm sure it'll come down to some nail-biting situation. I'm sure I'll be late to work for it, maybe even get fired. Who cares? It's worth it. But yeah, I do think it's going to be a very close game, and I do think Lakers will eke it out. And I'm not going to lie to you. Another exciting game I'm looking forward to, Lakers-San Antonio. That's coming like very soon after Christmas. Like I think still in 2010, in December.
How's that team have three losses? How's
that where's San Antonio coming from?
Tuesday.
Where's San Antonio coming from?
Who do they think they are? I thought they were the Spurs.
I thought they were going to be a no factor today.
They are who they think they are.
I thought they were this year they were going to be a non-factor. Like, you know, the cute little team on the side.
I think, but that's what
look at them still trying.
Yeah, still trying, exactly. The
I think that's
guys.
What we always think. They're always too old. But they win 50 games
they're
every
killing
year.
It. Here's
I'm
the
happy
thing.
For their regular season.
Sure. Here's the thing. I think they'll get tired, though, as the season progresses. And they'll definitely, without a doubt, make the playoffs. But the farthest I could see them going in is conference finals. There's no way they're making the finals. There's no way they're beating the Lakers in the conference finals. Yeah. So I could see Lakers-Spurs in the conference finals, but I don't know, man. They're not making it. It's an odd number year. Spurs only win an odd number of years.
True.
So,
yeah, but that was when they should have won in 2009.
2009, yes, I know. My good topic with the Lakers, I think.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Where did you come up with that? Yeah.
Just came to me. You know, it's just one of those things.
So, like I said, this is the last time you guys will hear us before Christmas. So, Merry Christmas to everybody out
and
there.
Happy holidays.
Okay. Happy holidays. We are out. Happy
holidays!